And we're seeing more concern today about the potential of a global currency war after China's yuan fell against the dollar again today.
That's right. The yuan fell another percent today after yesterday's nearly 2% devaluation that sent shockwaves through the global economy. This represents the biggest two-day drop in the yuan's value against the dollar in more than two decades. NPR's John Idstey joins us now. And John, is what's happening right now in the control of the Chinese government in Beijing? Do they say we're going to devalue the yuan by another percent today, or what's going on?
No, today the market was driving the yuan down. And in fact, toward the end of the day, the Chinese government came in to prop it up. So what the Chinese government is concerned about now is that they may see a too rapid decline in the value of their currency.
But this is all happening because of a deliberate move by the Chinese government, right?
Right. But the government says they simply made the decision to make the yuan yuan's value more market-based. They want the yuan to take its place among the elite global currencies and to be recognized by the IMF as such. Some experts think the move is actually a response to an IMF report last week, which told China that its currency needed to trade more freely in the markets if it was going to achieve this elite reserve currency status. And the IMF said yesterday it welcomed China's move in that direction. But investors seem to believe it's more about combating weakness in the Chinese economy. And we know the Chinese economy has suffered from property market collapse, weakening exports, a stock market plunge. And so I think investors view it more as a weakening in the Chinese economy, and that's what's motivated this.
And there are certainly trade benefits for China of having a weaker yuan.
That's certainly true, and it's a concern for the U.S. and other countries. China's exports were down sharply in July, and this move will make their goods cheaper in the global market. It will make U.S. goods more expensive in China. So if the devaluation continues, it could hurt U.S. exporters and their workers. Now, as you know, though, China had tied its currency to the U.S. dollar, which has risen dramatically over the past year. And the yuan was up sharply, too, close to 20%. So China felt like that, you know, that the currency should be devalued, should be less expensive. And that's part of this move. That China gets two things out of this. It gets both this pat on the back from the IMF for making its currency more market sensitive. But it also knew that the currency was going to devalue and that could help their economy.
So when we hear this talk of a currency war, what are we talking about there? How are other Asian countries reacting to what's going on?
Well, they're concerned too. Many compete directly with China as exporters. And in the last couple of days, we've seen their currencies fall as well. And we could, you know, continue to see this kind of competitive devaluation and a trade war if China's currency continues to fall.
Is there anything the U.S. can do to counter what China is doing? Because as we've seen in the stock market here in the U.S., it has reacted very negatively to what's gone on.
You know, I don't think there's anything that the U.S. can do directly. You know, we have pushed China for years to allow its currency to be its currency's value to be determined more by the markets. And now when we get a move like that from China, U.S. policymakers are acting very warily and actually criticizing China for the move.
But this is what we had asked for.
This is what we've asked for. It just so happens it took place at a time when China's currency was probably overvalued and it's falling as a result.
NPR's John Idstey joining us from Washington. John, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.